During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When he was a young boy, something terrifying happened to him in the middle of the night. It was years later when he found out it also happened to his brother.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story that you'd like to share? Well, it's easy to do. You can call in at 855-853-4802. If you like to write, write it in, realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, which is thousands, like over 5,000 episodes, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol, and my friend Craig is with me today. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. You know, this kind of thing happened to me, and I've shared this story before on the show. But when I was a kid and we lived in that haunted house, I remember when we left the house, we're all of us, five kids and my mom, packed into the station wagon. And I was looking at the house, thinking to myself how glad I was that we were moving, because I hated living there so much. And my brother and sister's, my little brother and sister's room, they had these cowboy and Indian curtains, and they were closed. And you know how, like, when someone takes their hand and pulls one side of the curtain open? That's what happened. And there was nobody in the house. And I just sat there, and I didn't even say anything. That's, like, I think you just get so conditioned to living like that. Like, I didn't say, oh, my God, did anybody see that? It was just like, oh, of course, you know, in my head. So I never said anything. And years later, at dinner with all five kids, my dad, I brought that up, and come to find out, all the other kids had seen it, and nobody said anything.
So have you ever gone back to, like, the old house to, you know, just see if it's still around? Or
I did. I did the next summer. That was the only time I've ever been back, was the following summer, because my best friend lived next door. Brenda Jessup, who I've always tried to find. So if Brenda Jessup, you lived in Elma, Nebraska, next door to me, please reach out. But I've never been able to find her on social media or anything, and I've always wanted to talk to her again. But I went to see her and stay with her for a week, and we went to the house. And the man was working on the house. He had bought it, was turning it into a couple apartments. And he said, oh, you're one of the kids who used to live here. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, did you ever feel like you weren't alone here?
Whoa.
And I said, every day.
That is crazy.
And so that really confirmed it. Now my sister Kathy, she actually went and knocked on the frickin' door and said, hey, like, this was just a few years back, maybe 10 years ago, I don't know. But she, like, goes and knocks on the door and is like, hey, I used to live here. I know this sounds weird, but could I come in? And they let her in.
Oh,
and
wow.
She toured the house. And so the house is 100% different than it was. So for them, it was pretty interesting, because she was like, well, this was where this room was, and the staircase used to be here, but now it's here. That's how they changed everything in this house. Like, it doesn't even look like the same house.
Wow. Did she let them know that you guys had weird experiences there when you were kids, or did she just kind of...
I don't know. I should ask her more about that on an episode, but... She, and I think we have talked about it, but she said there was crosses everywhere in the house.
Oh, wow.
And so she didn't really feel like she could go, so do you think your house is haunted?
Yeah.
Obviously, so you believe in Jesus.
Yeah. Are these up here to keep those spirits away? Exactly. Here? What's going on here? Yeah.
So she said it made her kind of wonder, like, lots of crosses.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know, but I don't think they brought it up and she didn't exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never,
you know, if someone that used to live there wants to see the what it looks like, bring back memories and see if it's different at all. Apparently it's different. But yeah, I wonder if they experienced things too.
And for me, I never wanted to go back in there because I'm like, what if it recognizes me? It's like, her.
God, that'd be creepy. Yeah. It's like, God, you'd have, you know, weird feelings all over again.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, what if it attached itself to me and came to my house? I don't want it in my house. Stay at your house.
Stay the hell away. Keep it, stay at your own place.
So I don't know. So this first story is kind of like that, where years later they had a conversation. And so it's this is interesting the way it's written. It's like, hey, guys, I want to share a couple of stories about my friends. And so the way this is written, it goes, here goes. Then it says, the story. Two brothers named Blake and Eric are two of the best guys I know. They both had creepy experiences that occurred when they were younger that might possibly be connected. I sat down with each of them, and they both shared their experiences with me. So it says, Blake's story. My experience took place when I was 8 years old. I was sleeping in my room and something very creepy happened that affected me for a long time. My room was set up in such a way that I had a single bed placed in the far corner of my room and my bed's headboard was pushed right up against the wall. Both my brother and I had the same wooden beds with headboards with wooden slotted posts that extended down to the lower portion of the bed frame. Looking at the bed, you were able to see through the posts of the headboard and could even touch the wall if you stuck your hand through. Each night, I slept the same way, lying down on my stomach, arms folded beneath my squished pillow, elbows sticking out, and my head facing away from the wall. I was comfortable sleeping like this because it was easy for me to see my entire bedroom before I dozed off for the night. One night, I woke up feeling like somebody was in my room. Before I forced myself to lift my heavy eyelids from a deep sleep, I figured it was just my older brother, Eric, looking for something like a toy or a book. The room seemed to be way too quiet for it to be my brother looking around, especially since Eric couldn't care less if he woke me up. When I finally opened my eyes to see who it was, I realized that it was not Eric who was in my room. Standing near the top of my bed was a dark black mass that looked like a shadow. However, this was no ordinary shadow that naturally occurred in my bedroom because this shadow was clearly darker than everything else in the room. The shadow seemed to be more like a dark fog that I could not see through, and it blocked the view of my room. The dark mass remained very still next to my bed, and I noticed that it did not have any clear features. Lying frozen in my bed, I was still trying to comprehend what exactly the shadow was, and it was obvious that this was not my older brother, Eric. What happened next was a truly disturbing experience for me. I began to feel pressure on my arm just above my elbow, as if someone was squeezing me to try to get my attention. While my arm was being squeezed, I could not see anything physically grabbing me, but whatever was touching me was extremely cold. The feeling of being touched lasted about 10 seconds, and then I witnessed the shadow slowly dissolve. As the black mass started to fade away, the pressure around my arm also started to lift until I couldn't feel it anymore. After the shadow was no longer visible and I could now see everything in my room, I reached down, grabbed my bed sheets, threw them over my head. My heart was beating out of my chest, but I was still frozen in fear underneath my covers. Eventually, I fell asleep and tried to forget what happened. For the next couple of years, this experience stuck with me. Every night, I equipped myself with a flashlight and stuffed a body pillow between my head and the front of my headboard to ensure nothing would grab me through the wooden slots. About 5 years later, I was on a fishing trip with my father and brother, and I finally had enough courage to open up about what happened in my room a few years ago. I explained how a black mass appeared in my room, squeezed my arm as if it were a person. Expecting to be mocked by my older brother Eric and told by my dad that this experience was probably just an intense dream, Eric freaked out a little and described that he had a very similar experience happen in his room around the same time. Eric then explained his story. So that's Blake's. Creepy. And here is Eric's story that happened. Blake and I had bedrooms on opposite ends of the hallway on the upstairs floor of our parents' house. I had the same bedroom set up as Blake. We both had the same bed with a wooden slotted headboard pushed up against the wall in the far corner of our rooms, and I too could see the wall through the headboard. I usually slept on my right side with my back to the wall and my right arm extended outward, hanging over the bed. I'm just going to interrupt right there. I say this all the time, but I cannot have my hand hanging over my bed. Is that weird?
Can't do it, huh?
No. And to this day, I can have like my hands out over the covers. I can't have my feet out of the covers at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But my hand hanging over the bed, no way.
Not happening, huh?
Can you do it?
I don't think about it that much. I'm sure if I'm in a deep enough sleep and it's hanging over, I probably wouldn't even notice it. But I've never really thought about it.
No, I can't do it.
Probably not going to be able to sleep tonight thinking about it. Thanks, Carol.
No, I can't. I always think it's so weird too, because it's like, why just my hand hanging over by my bed? Am I thinking something's going to grab me?
Just grab you and pull you or something?
Or like the sheets really do keep my feet from being touched at night. Like, you could touch my feet through the sheets. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Like a barrier, damn it.
Anyways, the exposed arm
over the bed, though. Not happening.
I just read that and creeps me out. Like hanging over the bed. Really? You could do that? One night while sleeping, I woke up because I started feeling somebody slowly wrapping their fingers around my wrist. That's why I can't do it. Ugh,
there you
my
go.
God. Gradually squeezing tighter and tighter. When I finally opened my eyes to see who was holding my arm, I noticed a dark black shadow in my peripheral vision that looked like a child standing behind the slotted wooden headboard, reaching out and grabbing my wrist. I knew the shadow was a child because it was very short and had young features, a non-muscular body, a round head, narrow shoulders, and one thing that stands out in my mind is that the shadow had its other hand gripping one of the headboard posts, as if it were in a jail cell or cage between the bed and the wall. As I lay on my bed staring at the shadow, grabbing my wrist for what felt like an eternity, the shadow made a slight movement with its head as if reacting to my being awake. I could tell that the shadow was focusing on my wrist, and as I stared at it, it tilted its round head right at me. It was almost as if it were making direct eye contact with me, and we were staring directly at each other. I remember peering into it. It was a black face, but I could not distinguish any facial features. What happened next is something I still have difficulty understanding. Like all that he could understand. But what happened next? All of a sudden, the shadow let go of my wrist and got sucked down behind the headboard underneath my bed. Now thinking that the shadow was under my bed, I quickly pulled my arm back towards my body so it wasn't dangling over the edge of the bed. I reached down, grabbed my blankets, threw them over my head, and eventually I was able to force myself to go back to sleep, but it was very difficult as I kept thinking about what I saw. When I woke up the next morning, I tried to forget what had happened to me, and I knew I needed to change how I slept because I did not feel safe in my room. I was only able to feel secure in my bed when I crammed a body pillow between my head and the headboard to block anything from reaching through and grabbing me. I also made sure that my hands and feet were not dangling over the edge of my bed anymore, just in case the shadow decided to come back and grab me again. I never experienced anything else in my bedroom and never thought about sharing this story with anyone because it really freaked me out. This experience was always something that stuck in the back of my mind, and it wasn't until Blake mentioned it to me and my dad on a fishing trip that I realized I wasn't the only one who had an experience with a dark shadow. Still to this day, Blake and Eric talk about this experience from time to time, thinking back to what that shadow was and what it wanted from them. Thank you for sharing their story, Jay.
Wow.
That's a creepy-ass story. And I think it's so interesting that it just sounds like both of them, it happened to them one time.
Yeah, both Blake and Eric. And the fact that they both didn't discuss it until a certain time, thinking that the other one would think they're a nut job if they brought it up, probably.
But that's why you don't talk about stuff, because, yeah, especially when you're, yeah, a kid.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's your older brother. You don't want to tell your older brother that you saw something like that, because then he's going to tease you forever.
Exactly. What would have made it even crazier is if the dad had a story that he added to it.
But the dad had no story to add to it. And it sounds like, yeah, the dad didn't judge him, especially after they're both, yeah, like, exactly, happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's so weird. Like, Kathy and I were talking about it the other day on an episode about how many stories over the years that we've done where they describe it's darker than dark or blacker than black, which, God, it's like, what exactly is that? But it's so black, yeah, that they can't see anything through it. Like, he was used to, yeah, Blake was used to sleeping on his side, so he saw out in his room, and then with this black mass there, he couldn't even see through it. So he can't even, yeah, see what he normally does.
Yeah, and you know, when you've, maybe if you've dozed off for a little bit and you open your eyes, everything looks a little foggy early on, you know, if you're, you know, in a dead sleep or something like that. But yeah, the fact that you're talking about, you know, looking darker and more shadows than normal kind of thing, and just the fact that they both use the pillows to wedge, you know,
I thought that was between, interesting too.
That's weird. Yeah.
And the one, like, it got, yeah, sucked down. What's that?
Yeah, that's,
I don't know.
Man, I don't know. That's, yeah. How old were they at the time? Did it say?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
They, that's probably, well, Blake might have said, he might have said, like, in my head, as soon as I said, I don't know, I was like, wait, did Blake say he was like 8?
I can't remember that either. Yeah, I can't remember either. Well, I wonder, you know, if Blake and Eric, if, yeah, they move on,
Blake
having
said
everything else.
It took place when he was 8.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. And it'd be interesting, too, you know, if Blake and Eric move on, have kids of their own and everything too, it, what their situation would be like if for some reason something crazy like that and scary like that happens to their kids. I would think they'd be rather sympathetic to it, being that they've experienced something odd.
Ugh. If it is interesting, just that one thing, thank God it didn't come back. But
just one occasion, it seemed like the exact same time too, huh?
Telling you what, if something grabbed my hand, I don't know that I'd ever sleep a night again. I would, yeah, be like, every night, is it going to grab my hand? Is it going to grab my hand again? What am I going to
do? I'd be looking at Zillow and see what else is available elsewhere, probably.
I know I'm only 8, but Mom and Dad, can we live in this house? I saw it on Zillow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, here is our, yeah, next story. Let me get it queued up. There we go.
Hey, guys. This is the first time I've ever called you guys. I just started listening to your podcast, and I think it's really awesome because I've been working and having something to listen to in my ear, and all these stories are really fairly interesting. But I have a really good story of my own, and it's kind of been bugging me, and, you know, everybody I tell don't really believe me. But essentially, my story is I used to live in a town that was very Civil War-based, and this place called the Lake Yard was like a Civil War camp, I do believe. But anywho, me and my old friend of mine were playing Pokemon Go, and it was a big thing. And I looked to my right, and there was a ghost. It looked like a ghost lady, but, you know, at first we didn't really look like it was a ghost lady. It was like a lady in a wedding dress, you know, per se. So I told my friend, look at that. And he looked and just didn't think nothing of it. So I started looking, and she was transparent, and we were trying to start his car, and his car would not start up. Something straight out of a horror movie. And finally, the car started up, and she was gone. Next day, I had a friend of mine said she played with a Ouija board, which I do not condone. Anywho, said she talked to a lady who died on her wedding day, which sent chills down my spine. And then a couple weeks later, my mom tells me there's a wedding dress inside the exhibit they have around the lake yard, and I just told her the story, and she flipped out. Turns out, I did my own investigating, and, you know, this lady apparently married this guy, and she killed herself on her wedding day or something like that, or B, she got killed, because apparently the guy didn't want her or murdered her or something like that. And I tried to contact, you know, the spirit through, you know, spirit box, and I've succeeded a couple times, but she doesn't really say much. But yeah, I just thought I'd like to share that story. It really sends chills down my spine every time I speak about it. But I appreciate you guys letting me speak on here, and yeah, have a wonderful day.
I mean, it's stories like that that make me realize just how wussy I am, because if I had a weird experience, the last thing I could do is go, you know, I'm going to try to contact that spirit.
God, I know. Yeah. When he said that, I'm like, oh my God, I'd be steering clear of that.
You're so much braver than me.
The Ouija board not being condoned. God, you trying to contact the spirit would scare the crap out of me.
I mean, heck, the last story about the shadows, and we're already planning on moving. It's like, then this one, like, to dive into it even more. But I do get, because I've talked to so many paranormal investigators, that's what they go for, that thrill. And it's kind of a puzzle, too, to kind of figure out what really did happen.
Yeah, try to find out whether she was murdered, whether she killed herself, the story behind it. Yeah, that mystery would be nice to be solved, but it'd be scary trying to figure it out for sure.
And it's really, really hard to go back and find the answers to some of those questions. You know, a lot of times, you know, they might not have had good record keeping in whatever town you lived in, or it could be as easy as a fire, and the fire wiped out all the records, and you can't find all the information you need.
Especially if it was around Civil War time. I don't know if it was or not. He said a lot of Civil War history, the Lake Yard and everything else too. If it happened around that time too, that could easily be the case too. You know, a lot of things getting burned, you know.
But I don't ever mess with Ouija boards. But no. I just don't think that I could do that. I don't know.
I think as a kid, it was a thrill to do the Ouija board just because my parents are like, oh my God, those are the devil work, blah, 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 blah. That kind of stuff too. It was kind of fun to just mess with them then, but then kind of got a little bit creeped out of it. And ever since then, I'm like, nah.
You bring up a good point. If you don't want your kids playing with a Ouija board, that's when you tell them, we do the Ouija board all the time. It's exactly. So boring, you know.
Yeah, do the reverse thing. Yep, exactly.
My
yep,
God, they'll if you want it, here it is. But it's so stupid. Then the kids exactly. would be like, "Oh, whatever."
Yep, exactly. Yep, the old reverse thing.
But if you tell them, "Oh my God, stay away from the Ouija board," that first thing they're going to is good.
All right, where can I purchase one of those?
I'm saving up my allowance.
One more lawn to mow, and I'm going to get myself a Ouija board, Mom.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You could sign up today, though. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.